Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joined this morning by a special guest who is pretty well-versed in all this. He's a novelist, among other things, but also an essayist and a law professor and director of the Forum on Life, Culture, and Society. Thane Rosenbaum joins me this morning here on WCCO. Thane, first of all, good morning. Thanks for making yourself available to us. How are you this morning, sir?
Of course, John. It's nice hearing your voice.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you saying that. Tell me a little bit about, like, yesterday's first day of questions and answers. Did they stick to the format as was somewhat prescribed about keeping the questions brief and the answers under 5 minutes?
They did, John. In fact, every time that an answer was going to extend beyond the five-minute time limit, Chief Justice Roberts cut them off, and that was the end of their opportunity to respond. So, yes, the procedural mechanisms of how the trial is handled in the Senate have seemed to work. The only question is this idea of calling more witnesses. By the way, that itself is part of the procedural mechanisms, because on the very first day of the trial, they decided that they would not answer the question of whether or not they should subpoena new witnesses or documents until after all the cases were made and the questions were answered. And that's what tomorrow is going to be about.
It is looking more and more, at least I think, much to Mitch McConnell's, Senator McConnell's chagrin, that might be the way they're going to go. He was hoping that would not come up, but it is looking more and more like that might be the case.
You know, John, yes and no. It looks like Mitt Romney and Susan Collins definitely would vote with the Democrats to subpoena more evidence. But, you know, Lamar Alexander from Tennessee does not have a reelection bid. So he's the one of the four who's on a fence, who doesn't have much consequences to him if he votes along with his Republican colleagues. So, look, all the Democrats need is four. It appears that they absolutely have two. Murkowski hasn't quite yet said what she's going to do. And Alexander said he was going to withhold judgment also until all the questions or answer period is over. And that's today. So we will find out at the end of today what Alexander would do. But you're right. It's clear that McConnell realized a few days ago that he couldn't keep everyone in line. The question is how many will fall out of line.
Do you really believe that Susan Collins, Senator Collins, will actually, vote to bring forward witnesses, more witnesses? She's been on the fence about so many things and then, folded at the end on other things, including, Supreme Court justice decisions and such. Do you think
I was just saying, go ahead, John.
No, you go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, John, you have an excellent memory. I was just about to say, because I knew what you were thinking. You were thinking about the Kavanaugh vote. She was in the exact same position, and Justice Kavanaugh is on the Supreme Court, thanks to her. So, she was in the same position where she had a tough election. She wanted to not seem too partisan, but in the end, she said she believed that Justice Kavanaugh was sincere in his testimony about Roe v. Wade. And she didn't feel that the evidence was too conclusive about the sexual allegations that he had made that were made against him. And so therefore, he was on the Supreme Court. So I don't know. I think you're right. And I still think that the real key vote here is Alexander, because he's the one that would be able to vote without any consequences because he's retiring.
And how critical is it? I mean, do all of these lawmakers have to be very conscious of the possibility of consequences that involving their reelection or their continued process?
I don't know. We're living in a very interesting time, John, because everyone is afraid of being primaried to either the too far left or the too far right. This is going on in many, many elections for legislators. Someone either on the far left who would be part of the progressive, you know, Democratic, you know, Bernie Sanders, Alexander Ocasio-Cortez, or on the very far right. So, you know, if you're in the middle, if you're a moderate, and those four senators who you and I are talking about are moderate, they're always worried about being out primaried by someone in their own party who is either too far to the right or to the left of them. In this case, they could be primaried by Republicans who are Trump loyalists, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who would say, look, you know, you sold out our president, and we're coming after you on the right. We're going to be to the right side of you. On the other hand, there could be someone who's a Democrat who says, you did not participate in a fair trial. You had an opportunity to help call for new witnesses, and you chose instead to have a rigged system where you knew the president was going to be acquitted. But, you know, John, we already know that, because whether they call new witnesses or not, the Republicans will surely line up together to acquit the president. The only difference is, are we going to wait an extra number of days to hear more witnesses? Surely it would be John Bolton, but it could also be Hunter Biden. And then they would vote to acquit the president. So unless you believe that John Bolton is such a compelling, charismatic witness that he will turn more Republicans away from the president, we already know what the outcome is going to be.
Indeed. Well, that's the thing. And as you say, the only thing that is happening here now is the additional days that are being taken to get to that point. I really thought by now the Senate would have voted and the president would have been acquitted. But I didn't understand the whole process going into this, because this just doesn't come up very often, does it?
No, it doesn't. Well, Mitch McConnell wanted to do it on the first day, John.
Yes.
He was ready to vote. They spent the first day coming up with the rules for how this was going to work. And they created this system where the only evidence that they would hear is the evidence that had already been gathered in the House investigation. They would have a certain number of hours to make their cases. They would have a certain number of hours to ask questions. And then only at the end would they decide whether to call for more witnesses. That's what Friday is going to be. So if they vote not to call new witnesses, not to subpoena documents, this thing could be over Friday morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.